We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I immediately thought of a Bill Diffenderfer when I'm sitting there watching the deliberations and the closing arguments in this Rittenhouse trial. I generally don't do this, but I'm actually fascinated by this. Kevin Battle made an interesting observation this morning when he said the media representation of Rittenhouse was a lie. Kevin's spot on. I got to be honest because, in fact, the president of the United States, Biden, called him an active shooter. Well, he wasn't an active shooter. By definition, he was classified by us, not by me, by members of the media as a white supremacist. He's not. Look, man, I'm not saying he's Boy Scout of the Year. I'm just not. But I watched a lot of the testimony. And again, I'm not a guru, and I'm certainly not an expert. He ain't no active shooter. He wasn't a white supremacist. He's accused of fatally shooting two men, okay, in August of 2020. In Kenosha, okay? A lot of the video, a lot of the back and forth suggests that he was, and I know you don't want me to hear this, to say this, defending himself. When I did watch, the primary witness against him for the prosecution admitted that he pointed a gun at Rittenhouse. I mean, sometimes the truth hurts and stings, but what really hacks me off is the media representation that he was and is an active shooter and a white supremacist. So immediately, we all classify as him as something he's not. I had to grab Bill Diff, best defense attorney I know. What's up, Diff? How are you?
Marty, how you doing?
You've had some insanely similar cases that weren't as high profile across the country, but we're here. Give me your take, brother.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail right on the head. What your listeners have to understand is this. You know, when we go and pick a jury, we want to ensure that every juror is going to make their decision as best we can on 100% of what they hear in the courtroom, not on any type of pretrial publicity, not on anybody's moral beliefs or agendas, not on whether pro-police, anti-police. Not, we want to make sure that we have 12 people that will rule and be fair and impartial and rule 100% on the evidence as they only hear it in the courtroom. And I can assure your listeners, with all of the self-defense cases I've done, and I got two coming up. One's a homicide, one's an attempted homicide, and they'll be tried in the next 6 weeks, that the jury instructions and the instructions from this judge will certainly be the instructions I'm going to be getting. They're very similar to Pennsylvania. And I can assure all of you out there, you want those instructions for you. Heaven forbid you find yourself in the same situation where you're defending yourself. I have defended so many guys where we have asserted self-defense, where they illegally have a gun, where the gun's not legal, and they have it. They're still, and I want to emphasize, they're still entitled to defend themselves if they reasonably believe they have encountered someone who's about to immediately commit deadly force against them. So that's the law. Thank God it's the law. And if we would just eliminate all of the nonsense surrounding this case and just hear the facts, I'll never forget a case I had similar to the one incident in this case, Marty, where the individual pulled, had the gun down at his side, was aiming the handgun in the ground. And I was trying, it was a self-defense case, and the DA was arguing, but he never pointed it at the defendant. And I'll never forget, God rest his soul, Judge John Zatola looked at the DA and said, what, he's supposed to wait to find out? Okay, so I just want everyone to understand this. If we take all of the nonsense out of here, ladies and gentlemen, if somebody points a gun, and by the way, if you reasonably believe that somebody is pointing a deadly weapon at you, rest assured you can use deadly force to repel them. And I will tell all of you, thank God that's the law.
Bill Diffender for a couple things. And again, for me, it's amateur hour. That's why I call him my man, Diff. Man, the one guy admits he pointed a gun at him. The other guy was right. Hitting him over the head with a skateboard. The other group of people were chasing him down the street. How is this a case?
Marty, remember this. I'm going to bring this up in my trial. I have two self-defense cases coming up. Honestly, Marty, it's a coincidence you're calling me now. But, you know, I have a case where three individuals went into a bar, sucker punched the victim. Victim falls on the ground, kick him. This guy's got brain damage, and he's a vegetable. So understand this. You don't even need a gun. And let's get beside the skateboard. If somebody, and I'll rest assured to your listeners, if I walk outside my door going to my car and I encounter a person who hits me violently with a skateboard and comes to hit me again, can I shoot him? Answer's yes, and I will tell all of you, thank God it's yes.
Hey, Bill, so again, I don't want to speak for you, but looks to me as if the prosecution has a horrible case here, just from what I'm hearing from you.
Prosecution didn't do their homework at all. Number one. Number two, you know, I mean, honestly, you want, as a defense lawyer, you really want the jury to like you. You know, it's just human nature. When you like somebody, if you really like a quarterback, you want them to win. You're rooting for them, kind of. If you know what I mean, you want that psychological edge. This pompous jerk and his demeanor in that courtroom, to me, was totally offensive. And I'll tell you another thing. I love the judge. When that DA, with his experience, Marty, entered into the evidence, cross-examining that poor kid about his pretrial silence, 100% mistrial. That is, and the judge's outrage was absolutely appropriate because that was done intentionally. That DA knew that was not permitted.
Defense attorney Bill Diffender, from one of the best homicide detectives I've ever known. Quote, Marty, this kid should never have been charged, and he was overcharged. All political. Do you agree, sir?
Yep. I do. You know, like my wife and I got into an argument, and I said, you know, I said, honey, I'm not saying he's not an idiot for going there with an AK. And unfortunately, in our crimes code, and by the way, I actually think in many ways there should be a section if you're an idiot. But other than him being an idiot, that's the only crime I see, Marty.
So he never should have been charged from what you've seen.
Well, maybe the minor with a gun. I don't know what the elements of all that
right.
is. I didn't watch the entire trial.
Right.
I mean, there could be some lesser crimes of, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to really look at it closely where they could have charged him with something. But you know what? The prosecutor, the politicians got to get the gonads to stand up and say, this is what our laws are. And by the way, Marty, there's no race here. As I understand,
right.
It's all white.
Right.
But I want everyone to understand, you know how many African-American, how many black kids we defend where they have guns that they shouldn't have, but they're entitled to defend themselves. We need the exact instructions, and we need the exact judges that this kid had for all of us.
Hey, Diff, you've had some of the most high-profile cases in the country. Now the heat has been turned up with social media and intense coverage. Do you now have to think as a lawyer, man, what I'm doing could result in riots? Does that have to cross your mind these days?
It does cross your mind. Listen, as everyone's saying, and I'll tell you, the media is not helping at all, especially the far right and far left media. They're not helping at all. And in some indirect way, it's jury tampering because that's totally a concern of ours. This jury knows. If they, and by the way, I don't, you know, I would love to believe that, like on Baumhammer, all the big cases
right.
we did, I would love to believe that the jurors are listening to the judge and not listening to any publicity or media. But I got a lot of money that they sneak it in. I got a lot of money that they watch stuff.
Yeah.
I got a lot of money that jurors, you know, at some point will Google something just to clear something up in their minds. And for this, these people to be threatening all these riots and all this stuff. And by the way, I heard that some of these activists even have taken pictures of the jurors.
Yes.
And know where they live. Now, that is the most outrageous thing. And those people need to be incredibly investigated. I remember when a kid tried to use a camera on a case we had in Allegheny County, he was arrested immediately.
Right.
Outside in the hallway. To defend and protect these jurors for rendering a verdict that they believe is the correct verdict, to somehow, some way jeopardize that or make that some type of precedent and interject that into our system is when our system is a failure to all of us.
Bill Diff, the man, the best there is. Thanks, brother.
All right, Morty, thanks.
It's home with me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.